Good day to all of you. This is the little one, and this is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Because the Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's BTR broadcast. First and foremost, I give honor and homage and allegiance and worship and adoration and praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, who is my everything. We give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three revelations, three personalities in one. Almighty God, we thank Him for this day and this moment and opportunity to be before you on this day. I also give respect and honor to my covering, my pastor, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles, and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give honor and respect to the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team. I thank the Apostle and Pastor Patty, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty, for bringing me on board, all for the glory and honor of God. Amen. You can listen to my podcast daily called Food for Thought on Spreaker, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to have a word of prayer. First, we'll give you time to get your Bibles, notebooks, and pens and paper, as we always do, so that we can jot down notes and things as we get into our study. We're going to give you time to do that, and then we will come back and have a word of prayer and get right into our study. All right? God bless. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks, concordances, pens, paper, and things of that nature to study the Word of God with. Let us go before our Father, Abba, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, Almighty God, Living God. Let's go before Him now with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, first, we center our minds and our hearts and our entire beings on You, Father. We reverence You in this moment. We give You honor and glory and praise and worship and adoration and veneration. We appreciate You, O God. We love You with everything that is within us. We thank You for this day that You have given unto us. We thank You for our breath, our heartbeat, our blood running warm in our veins. We thank You for the activity of our limbs, for our health, for our strength. for our vitality that you have given unto us. And we take this time and this opportunity that you have given us, and we give it back to you. We sow it back to you, Father. And we take this time to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for everything that you are doing for us. And thank you for everything that you are yet going to do and have already done for us. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, to come before your throne, sit at your feet, and glean and eat from your table, that which the Holy Spirit will have us to glean and eat on today, in the form of study in your word. Lord, we ask that you hide all of us behind the cross on today, so that it is all of you and none of us. And Father, I ask that you hide me behind the cross, so that it is all of you and none of me. Speak through my vocal cords. Put your words on my tongue and on my lips, Holy Spirit, that which you will have me to deliver unto the people on today. We bless you, O God. We glorify you and we magnify you, and we thank you for moving by your Spirit in this broadcast on this morning. As only as you can. We speak life and health and strength and healing to every household listening within the sound of my voice. And we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's study will be, this will be part three of our series that we started 2 weeks ago, called Who Do You Say That I Am? Jesus is asking the question, who do you say that I am? And our focus scripture comes from Matthew chapter 16. Verses 13 through 16, and I will be reading from the Amplified version, the Amplified Classic Edition, and you all can follow along with me in your translation if you like. And it reads, beginning at verse 13, "Now when Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they answered, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' And Jesus said, he said to them, 'But who do you yourselves say that I am?' Simon Peter replied, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" Last week, we discussed what some of the names of Jesus, or what he is known as. We studied about him being known as the bridegroom, him being known as the Christ, him being known as the deliverer, him being known as the way and Emmanuel. And this morning, we're going to look into a few more ways or names that he is known by. First, he is also known as the Word. I would like for you to go with me to John, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1. And let's look at verse 1 and verse 14. And it says in John, chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ." In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, or Christ. "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself." Now, that word beginning in this verse is the Greek word arche, and it means beginning, origin, first, or the dateless past. And it says, and the Word was with God. The Word here, the word in this verse, refers to Christ and proves his preexistence. He is an eternal being, as are also the Father and the Holy Spirit, and they make up the divine Trinity. And the Greek word for the word also is logos. But the Word became flesh, as it says in verse 14. It says, and the Word, Christ, became flesh, human incarnate, and tabernacled, or fixed his tent of flesh, or lived a while among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. So we know Jesus to be the Word. That's another attribute of who he is. Let's go over to John chapter 17, since we're in the book of John. Jesus is also known as the truth. And if we go to John chapter 17 and look at verses 17 through 19, Jesus is praying here. And he says, sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Who is he talking about? Separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. He's talking about God's people. In verse 18, Jesus says, just as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Verse 19, and so for their sake and on their behalf, I sanctify, dedicate, and consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified, dedicated, consecrated, made holy in the truth. We are dedicated, consecrated, and made holy in the truth. What is the truth? God's word is truth. Who is God's word? Jesus the Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, as we discussed on last week. So not only is Jesus known as the Word, he is also known as the truth. And in this prayer, Jesus is saying, I separate myself unto God to do his will, even unto death, so that disciples may benefit through my salvation for them and be sanctified continually as they get to know the Word, W, to know him. We have to do an in-depth study on that word, know, because there's so much in that. Amen. Let's go over to Luke, because not only is Jesus known as the Word, and not only is he known as the truth, but he is also known as the Son of God. He is the Son of God. Let's go over to Luke chapter 1, verse 35, and it reads in the Amplified Classic Edition, then the angel said to her, talking to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a shining cloud. And so the holy, pure, sinless thing or offspring, which shall be born of you, will be called the Son of God. What did we just read in our scripture text? Simon Peter replied in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So we know Jesus as the Word. We know him as the truth. We know him as the Son of the living God. Not only is he known as the Son of the living God, but he is also known as the true vine. Let's go over to John chapter 15 and let's look at verses 1 through 5. And it says here in John chapter 15, verse 1 through 5 in the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, "I am the true vine." The true vine. "And my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit or that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teachings I have discussed with you." Verse 4 in John chapter 15, it says, "Dwell in me," Jesus is saying. "Dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in or being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide or be vitally united in me or to me." Verse 5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit." What kind of fruit should we be bearing as children of God? As believers, as disciples, what kind of fruit? Disciples should beget disciples. And those disciples should be able to exemplify the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And those attributes should be reproducing. Amen? We all bear much fruit in Jesus Christ. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Because it is in him that we live. It is in him, Jesus the Christ, that we move. It is in him that we have our very being." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father except by me." So we know Jesus. One of his attributes, he is known as the Word. We know him as the truth. We know him as the Son of God. We know him as the true vine. But we also know him as Alpha and Omega. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. And Jesus says here, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, he who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the ruler of all. I am that I am." And that is so full of revelation. If you just sit back and think about that, I am that I am, Selah. Pause and think about that. He lives in us. He moves, he speaks, he breathes, he walks, he talks, he handles, he gives through us. The Eternal One. How special are we to him? How awesome is he? He is the beginning. Where is the beginning of the beginning? In eternity or infinity. Where is the ending of the ending? In infinity or eternity. It is him. Think about what we know right now about the universe. That we know about the universe is very finite. It's very finite. And yet the things that we know are so amazing to understand and behold and realize. But we know in part. I often sat back and, talk to the Holy Spirit. And I asked him, I sat back and I was meditating. I said, Lord, how far does the universe expand in every single degreed direction? And God said, I'm bigger than that. Minds cannot conceive that. How awesome, how great, how mighty, how powerful, how excellent, how full of majesty, how full of grace, how full of honor and glory and power and wisdom and strength and majestic is he. Do we know who he is? And do we reverence him? Do we reverence the Word, Jesus the Christ, the truth, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, Jesus the Christ? The true vine, Jesus the Christ, the Alpha and the Omega. Let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. And it reads, Behold, I am the Lord. The God of all. Is there anything too hard for me? No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, no matter what life brings us, Jesus is saying, Who do you say that I am? Is there anything too hard for me? Anything? Can you think of anything that is too hard? Because scripture says, with man it is impossible, but with God all things. All things. All things are possible with God. How we all recognize and should honor and just, I mean, just that alone. I myself, I don't know about you, but when I think of his awesomeness and how great he is, and not only how loving he is, but how terrible he is too, because that is what the word says he is too. Such reverence comes upon me that I must lay prostrate in his presence. The King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the Creator of the universe. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 1 and let's read verses 1 through 12. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, and we will wrap up our study on today, part 3 of Who Do You Say That I Am? Jesus is asking. He's asking everyone, all of us, this personal question to each of us. He's asking, who do you say that I am? Who am I to you? Who am I to you? I gave my life for you. I loved you so much, I became the living sacrifice for you. Who do you know me as? What kind of relationship do we have with our Lord and Savior? Do we know him? He knows us, but do we know him? Do we really know him? Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, and it reads, in many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in different ways, God spoke of old to our forefathers in and by the prophets. Verse 2 says, but in the last of these days, God Abba, Creator, Father Abba, Father God, has spoken to us in the person of his Son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Also by and through whom he created the worlds, plural, and the reaches, plural, of space, and the ages, plural, of time. He made, produced, built, operated, and arranged them all in order. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine, and he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. When he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sins and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high, taking a place and rank by which he himself became as much superior to angels as the glorious name or title which he has inherited is different from and more excellent than theirs. To which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son? Today I have begotten you, established you in official sonship relation with kingly dignity. Which of the angels did he say that to? None. And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. Who did he say that to? It wasn't the angels. Moreover, when he brings the firstborn son again into the habitable world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Referring to the angels, he says, God who makes his angels winds and his ministering servants flames of fire. But as to the son, he says to him, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. To the ages, plural, of the ages, plural. And the scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of absolute righteousness, of justice and straightforwardness. You have loved righteousness. You have delighted in integrity, virtue, and uprightness in purpose, thought, and action. And you have hated lawlessness, injustice, and iniquity. Iniquity, wickedness, hidden sins. Therefore, God, even your God, Godhead, the Godhead, has anointed you with the oil of exultant joy and gladness above and beyond your companions. And further, you, Lord, did lay the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain and continue permanently. They will all grow old and wear out like a garment. Like a mantle thrown about oneself, you will roll them up, and they will be changed and replaced by others. But you remain the same, and your years will never end, nor come to failure. Jesus, the Christ, he's asking, who do you say that I am? We know him as the Word. We know him as the Truth. We know him as the Son of God. We know him as the Alpha and Omega. We know him as the True Vine. We know him as God. And just that alone, if we meditate on that, who is he to us, each and every one of us individually? The giver of life, the sustainer of life, the author and finisher of our faith. We could go on and on and on. We must study and search the scriptures and know him, know him, know him. Know him. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who he is. And there is no other name higher than the name of Jesus. There is no other name greater. There is nothing more powerful. And yet, in all of his majesty, and in all of his glory, and in all of his honor and splendor and might, we need to know Jesus. He is our everything. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment and time and opportunity to sit at your feet and glean and eat a little bit more from your word, learning about you and who you are. We bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we thank you, Lord, for as we draw closer to you, you draw closer to us. And we know and see you for who you are. Not just for what you do, but we know and love you for who you are. And we reverence you. We thank you, Father. We bless the households that are listening within the sound of my voice. We speak life and health and strength and perseverance and renewal and reviving and replenishing and restoring and wholeness and health and abundance to all those who are listening. Bless as only as you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's broadcast study in part three of Who Do You Say That I Am? Tune in next week and we will conclude this series in Who Do You Say That I Am? And thank you all for joining us today on BTR. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace always. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. Good God day to all of you. And God bless you. Until next time, so long.